Welcome to the Dr. Bo Show, a critical thinking, reason, and science-based approach to issues that matter.
Consumer versus creator, finding balance in life. Explore the roles of consumer and creator in life. Discover how creating more can lead to greater well-being and wealth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. I'm Jerry Sage, your host for this episode, filling in for Dr. Bennett. Today, we're diving into an intriguing topic, the dynamics of being a consumer versus being a creator. This is a discussion that invites us to take a step back and introspect about our roles in the larger framework of society. Now, let's start with a simple thought experiment. Imagine the world as a vast ecosystem where two primary entities exist, consumers and creators. The consumer is akin to a sponge, absorbing and taking in, while the creator acts like a river, constantly giving and shaping the landscape. Both play crucial roles, yet they experience life and its rewards quite differently. The balance between consuming and creating. In an ideal scenario, every person would maintain a balance between consuming and creating, much like a perfectly balanced ecosystem. However, reality often paints a different picture. Many of us find ourselves consuming more than we create. This imbalance can lead to a sense of dissatisfaction or even financial hardship as resources are depleted without replenishment through creation. Consider this. When you spend countless hours scrolling through social media, binge-watching Netflix, or buying things you don't need, you're in consuming mode. It's enjoyable and easy, but it doesn't contribute to personal growth or societal advancement. On the flip side, when you're creating, whether it's writing, painting, programming, or even starting a business, you're adding value to your life and potentially to the lives of others. Why creating leads to well-being and wealth. Studies in psychology and economics suggest that creators often experience higher levels of well-being and satisfaction. Creating something, no matter how small, can provide a sense of accomplishment and purpose. It's a way to express oneself and leave a mark on the world, which in turn can lead to greater happiness. Moreover, from a financial perspective, creating often leads to wealth accumulation. Whether it's through innovation, art, or entrepreneurship, creators are the ones who drive economic growth and reap the financial benefits. Think about the tech innovators, artists, and entrepreneurs whose creations have transformed industries and generated substantial wealth. Self-assessment. Are you a consumer or a creator? It's time for a bit of self-reflection. Where do you see yourself in this spectrum? Are you consuming more than you create? If the answer is yes, consider how you might tip the scales toward creation. This doesn't mean you need to abandon consuming entirely. After all, consumption is necessary for learning and inspiration. Instead, it's about finding a healthy balance. Spend some of your consuming time thinking about what you can create. Explore your passions and skills. What can you offer to the world that is uniquely yours? Set small, achievable goals to start your creative journey. Remember, life is short, and each moment spent creating is an opportunity to contribute and grow. Conclusion: the path forward. In conclusion, while we all play both roles of consumer and creator, aiming to enhance our creative contributions can lead to greater personal satisfaction and societal impact. By evaluating our habits and making conscious efforts to create more, we can achieve a more fulfilling and balanced life. For more insights and resources on enhancing your creativity and critical thinking, I encourage you to visit Dr. Bo's bookstore. It's a treasure trove of knowledge that can inspire and guide you on your journey from consumer to creator. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Until next time, keep questioning, keep creating, and keep growing.